from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who's here for you. I'm here to keep you company, to take your mind off stuff. I'm going to be a little bit silly, but I'm just not feeling silly right now because I want to remind you, you're important and your sleep is important. And I'm here to try to keep you company in the deep, dark night. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, these are the ways we're able to be here for you free twice a week. All right, everybody, this is Scoots here, and this is where I kind of talk about support for the show. You've probably been hearing me. So here's the thing. I'm only trying to get this message out to 1 out of 100 people. Like, if you're that 1 out of 100 people, you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. You get a lot out of the show. You listen to it on a regular basis. It makes your life better. That's 100 people, right? 100 regular listeners. I need one of you. Are you that one person who's willing to support the show right now? Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or set an alarm or a reminder right now to do it tomorrow. I don't know. Are you that? Think about it, if you're that one person or not. And then if you are, I'm going to pause for a second and give you a second to do one of those three things. Because if you're that one person who's going to take action, you have the power to change the trajectory of the show, like the future of Sleep With Me in 2025 for you and 99 other people. It's kind of like you're getting insurance for your sleep and your, you know, peace of mind at bedtime. You're supporting your boyfriend, but you're also supporting it for the other 99 people. So you might support the show for that if you're that one person. You might be that one person who wants more. You want all intro episodes. You want all night episodes. You want cool bonus episodes. You want ad-free episodes. But I hope you're that one person out of 99. If there's 99 people that are like, no way, not interested, somebody else will do it, that's fine. I just need one person. So are you that one person who's willing to support the show? If you are, right now or tomorrow, set a reminder and go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to support the show, don't worry about it. I'm on it. Your boyfriend is working on it. And we're here to keep you company and put you to sleep. And thank you so much for counting on us to do that for you on a regular basis. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach, I sleep on my side, I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporters Zone. One part of the podcast in each year is where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors, because that's how the show, I really do need your help to be here on a regular basis for free twice a week on any podcast app. So if you do support a sponsor, that's huge. Please share about it on social media or tag them, tag me. We've been getting less and less Sleepy Supporter support. You can always fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. It really, really, really does help. And it really, really could use your help, because we have a lot of free sponsors. If you sign up for a free trial, maybe you're not in a position to support the show on Patreon. Maybe you're not in a position to support a sponsor. Please sign up for a free trial. Give the sponsor a test. That's why the trial's free, and let them know about it, that you heard about them on Sleep With Me podcast. It is huge. I'm really asking, if you're hearing this, to just take a second, check out Audible, sign up for Audible's free trial, use our caviar code, free discount, LinkedIn, Headspace. Please use those free trials, and please, if you take a second, to let the sponsors know about it. That's how we can keep them throughout the year, and that's how we're able to be here for you free whenever you want it. Thank you so much for the people that do that on a regular basis. I really, really appreciate it. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you're in extra need right now, there's links to resources you can connect with right now, including international resources if you need some extra help. Please use them. And then it's about supporting the members of our community through our actions, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate, saying, hey, let's be a part of positive change. There's links to resources where you can learn more, you can take action. And one of the organizations we're supporting this year, and you're going to hear a lot about them, is the Midnight Mission. You can learn more at midnightmission.org or on social media. The Midnight Mission is very active. And the Midnight Mission has a twofold mission. One is to offer a bridge to self-sufficiency for people experiencing homelessness through recovery services, counseling, education, training, workforce development, and continued care services. And two, it's to make available the necessities of life to people experiencing homelessness: food, shelter, clothing, personal hygiene needs, and medical care. So sign up for our newsletter. It's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/rebelnews. It's a free newsletter. It's just going to be about our support. There's tons of free fun videos coming out. I'm going to be doing tons of fun stuff, and you can learn more about the Midnight Mission and how to support organizations in your community as well. sleepwithmepodcast.com/rebelnews. Thanks, everybody. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out on the show. Who are they? Poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are
on. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, and I like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. If you want to keep up to date on all the fun stuff we're doing to support nonprofit organizations, you could find out more at sleepwithmepodcast.com/rebelnews. That's our newsletter just for the fun stuff we're doing to raise awareness and funds for nonprofits. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/rebelnews. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play, and I'll do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake. It could be thoughts you're thinking about on your mind that from the past, the present, and the future. It could be physical sensations. It could be feelings, emotions coming up for you. Maybe it's changes in time or temperature or routine. Maybe it's travel or you're expecting something. You got something coming up. Maybe just whatever it is. It could be anything. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to keep you company and kind of take your mind off of it. Not immediately. It's kind of like a slow thing. And the way I do that, or the way I propose to attempt to do it, is to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So that means I'm going to go off topic, I'm going to get mixed up, then I'm going to go backtrack and talk about nothing, but all to keep you company so you could fall asleep. So creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and that is kind of how the show works. It kind of feels like, are you ever going to get to the point? Are you ever going to make sense? I say, no, I'm here to keep you company and to talk about something you don't need to listen to. And that's one of the first things that might be hard if you're a new listener. You say, wait a second, this is a podcast I don't really listen to, but you're talking and you're supposed to tell a story, right? And I say, yeah, eventually, but it's kind of a story you could listen to. So the podcast is here and I'm here to the very end. So if you can't sleep, you can listen. But I think the fact that the listening is optional, you say, okay, you're going to be here to tell me a story for the next hour or so. And I say, yeah, not directly a story that goes from A to B to C, but yeah, I'll tell you a story and I'll go off topic. I'll get mixed up. I'll go on tangents. But you could listen to it. It's like background noise, but just an upgraded version of it. So that's one thing is this is a podcast you don't really listen to. That takes some getting used to. In fact, there's so much getting used to it that for most people, it takes two or three tries for the show to kind of take hold where you realize, oh, wait, I don't hold on to the show. Sleep With Me. The way we take hold is by you letting go. You say, oh, wait, oh, it's not a... Because at first, if you're skeptical or doubtful, you're trying to make sense of this podcast or wait and anticipate when I'm going to put you to sleep or whatever. That's the other thing. Really don't put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you drift off. And just in case you can't sleep, I'm here to the very end. Or if you need a break during the day, I'll be here. So that's a couple things to know. What else? Give it a few tries. That's what hundreds of thousands of people have said. Hey, it took two or three tries. At first, I didn't like the show or I didn't get it. And then I realized, oh, yeah, exactly. The most important thing I could tell you is that the reason I make this show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. Your sleep is important and you're important. And if I can help you get the sleep you need and you deserve, that is important to me. To take your mind off of stuff so you can drift off, because then your life is going to be a little bit better, a little bit more manageable, ideally, at some point, you could be out there and you could be flourishing. So if I can be a part of that, and more so in a less halfway there way, you know, I'm someone who's gone through a lot of bouts of sleeplessness, and it makes me dread bedtime, or to start to get have feelings about it like hours before bed, because they say, well, I don't know what's going to happen. And I want to be there for you for that part, to make it feel less lonely and maybe take a little bit of that strong feeling out of it. Well, you say, well, at least Scoots is going to be there. So I can feel, you know, I might not be looking forward to bedtime, but at least I don't need to dread it anymore, because I got my boar friend, my friend in the deep dark night, my boar bay, my boar cuz, my boar sib. He's going to keep me company, so the deep dark night might feel a little bit less so, because I'm going to have him there. And there's hundreds of thousands of other people listening too that kind of are going through the same thing. That we all know how it feels. So that's the other reason I make the show, because I know how it feels there. That's why I call it the deep dark night. So that's why I make the show. A couple other things that can throw you off if you're new is the structure of the show. And that's understandable, because our structure is very different, but it serves a very specific set of purposes. So I just want to tell you about that. So the show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Normally I say something funny, but I just didn't have anything silly or funny on the top of my mind. But the goal of the greeting is so that you feel welcome, you feel seen, and you say, oh, okay, this show is a little bit lighthearted, about something serious, but a little bit lighthearted. So that's a greeting. Then there's a support for the podcast, because the podcast comes out for free twice a week. So anybody that needs it can listen to it for free. And the way we're able to do that is through sponsors and the patrons. Then there's support for listeners. Then there's an intro, which is separate from all that stuff. The intro is actually a show within a show. And the intro, it serves a few purposes, and it's made this way so that, one, it can introduce new people to the podcast. Two, it's new every time. Like, I don't repeat the intros, or I don't have a script. I kind of have a general structure I follow. But that you get something new every single time, so that whatever part of you is keeping you awake can't say, oh, here goes Scoots again. Like, you really never know when I'm going to get mixed up and I'm going to go off topic. So it gives you something new, because I feel like repetitive stuff has never worked for me in the past. It's worked for me repetitively twice or three times. And then I say, my brain just knows, oh boy, now it's going to start raining there on the tent. And then it's going to loop in 18 minutes. So that's one part of the intro. It's a show within a show, because it goes on and on and on for like 10, 15, 20 minutes. And that part is that it's a part of the wind down routine for the majority of listeners. And that doesn't mean there's a wrong way to use this podcast. As you become a regular listener, you might find that you want to skip ahead, or you might find you're already in bed falling asleep, and that's great. But for a lot of people that listen to the show, and you might want to try this out, is that the intro is their wind down time. So you could start getting ready for bed and listen to the intro. You could get in bed and get comfortable, or you could be like on the couch or on the floor. That's what I've been doing the last few nights, doing your wind down routine in. Getting into bed, like in a figurative sense, and not so much having a wind down routine. It's something that I know works most of the time, not all the time, but, you know, having some sort of a transition between wake time and trying to go to sleep time. And that's what the intro is. It's a transition. And so you could listen to story-only episodes on Patreon or skip ahead, but try it out at least. Even if you've been listening for a few weeks, say, okay, I'm going to try a wind-down routine. Maybe I'll doodle. Or for me, I've been meditating, but I've been lying on the floor next to Koa with my legs up on my bed. None of that's based on any other thing other than, I said, let me try this position here, because then I can put my head on Koa's dog bed so she feels like I'm there for her. But I don't know why I have my legs up. I just said, I guess because there's not enough room for me to lie down where her bed is. It's close to my bed, but not where I would step out of bed, obviously, because, Koa would be sleeping there. And I don't know. I just lie there, do some meditating, do some journaling, do my foam rolling. Though, obviously my legs aren't up on the bed on that. But that's the intro, is a wind down time. Then there's a business between the intro and the show. Again, that's how free twice a week, the sponsor's there. And then there's our bedtime story. Tonight it'll be about a pillow pet that took its own journey. And then there's thank yous at the end of the show. And that's all. I mean, I guess that's about it. It's something new. If you're a regular listener, you might say, usually Koa used to sleep in Sophia's room, even when Sophia's not at my house. And then sometimes Koa would sleep in my room. And then lately I said, do you want to sleep in my room? I noticed a couple times she would go upstairs and sleep in the, living room, common room, whatever. And I said, do you want to sleep in my, I noticed you're sleeping upstairs. So you want to come in my room and sleep? I'll set a bed up again. I didn't know you wanted to sleep in the same room as me. And that's been nice. Her presence has been nice. And it's also been nice that we have a little wind down time. And I think it helps Koa too, because I say, otherwise, I guess so I'd feel R-U-D-E. I'd say, okay, you get in your bed, I'll get in my bed. Because I think that's one of the things she liked about Sophia's bed. Maybe this is too much pandering, but even when Sophia wasn't at my house, the night she doesn't stay with me, I would get in bed with Koa in her bed and read next to Koa as part of my wind down routine. Then I would go and get in my bed. I'd say, good night, Koa, and I'd pat her on the head or whatever, and I'd go get in my bed. So now we're working on, bedtime resiliency. I guess I was trying to make a joke about it, but it's not a joke. It's having a bedtime routine is more just about having that time set aside, and then it can kind of be malleable. You say, okay, well, now we'll do it on the floor in my room. Not as comfortable as a bed, there is some comfort to it because I'm close to my doggy poo and I'm chilling out. But I think that's it. I make the show because you're important and your sleep is important. I hope I can help. Now, like I said, this doesn't work for everybody. I say give the show a few tries. It's free. But if you definitely don't like the show, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou is a place where you can find more sleepy stuff, sleep audio and stuff like that, sleep podcasts to check out. But yeah, I'm glad you're here. I really appreciate your time. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways when your hand hits that fridge tomorrow to remember of how I do it free twice a week. Thanks. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, everybody, tonight is it time for a tale both real and imagined, and I don't know what to call it. Pillow Pet, where have you gone? Oh, Pillow Pet, where have you gone? And it starts not that long ago, believe it or not, the summer of a year. A recent year that had just gone by, the most recent summer, if you're listening. And during that summer, a family went on a trip, and there was parental figures, there was grandparental figures, and there was a child, a very loving child. And she was at a stage in her life where, you know, she was going between being a tween and a teen, which is, you know, not easy because technically when you're a teen, you're depending on what you could be considered an adult or you're not an adult, or you get treated and you're changing, your responsibilities are changing, all of that. But there is one or two steady things in this child's life. And one of those things was Pillow Pet. Pillow Pet was what you would call a stuffy or stuffed animal. Maybe it could be a corporate brand. But it was also, it just happened to be the name. If you say, well, that's a Pillow Pet, that's what it is when you buy it. What's its name is Pillow Pet, by the way. And that's what she called this thing. It was Pillow Pet. And actually, it was important. The name is important because there was other Pillow Pets in this kid's life. There was a frog-like Pillow Pet that was not called Pillow Pet. And if you had to ask me, if you put me on the spot, you say, Scoots, tell me exactly more about this Pillow Pet, what it is physically, and break it down for me. And I'd say, okay, I'll try. I could try to do that. So Pillow Pet, I believe, is a toy. And now I think it's a toy that may have only been purchased at drug stores, but I'm not sure about that. So don't quote me. It could have been more popular than that. And maybe at a time it was popular. And it's a stuffed animal or a stuffed plush toy. And my impression was that it was something that could be folded into a pillow and then unfolded and played with. And that's what the original Pillow Pets may have been. But this Pillow Pet that I'm speaking of was, I think it could have been folded up into a smaller pillow, but it was the shape of a small flat pillow. It's rectangular and not square. But if you said comparable to a throw pillow, but about 3/4 of a throw pillow, because it's a rectangle, not a square. And it's a rectangle where the sides are the length. It's a rectangle width wise and not height wise. So it's wider than it is tall. And its thickness, I would put at about 1.5 to 2 inches from puff to puff, maybe 3 inches if you're really at first discovery. And this Pillow Pet, I would say, was cow style, though it could have been a Dalmatian. So And I'm sorry. I guess that's my first apology to Pillow Pet. Where, oh, Pillow Pet, where art thou? My first apology is that, yeah, it was, I mean, I'm pretty sure it was a cow. So it had, so it was a rectangle. It was soft, like a really nice fur on one side, and then another, like, belly-like fur on the other side. You could use it as a pillow. I would need to fold it over as a prop pillow. And then it had a little plush head that also was not intrusive if you were using it as a pillow, and a tail, and maybe a couple hands, and it was very portable, so good for taking on trips. Of all the plush you would take, and normally for this young child, there was a polar bear, which was a polar bear, a plush polar bear, and there was a Dalmatian of the 101 Dalmatians, name I forget. Those two are still with us. Still part of our family. And Pillow Pet, you are too, because, not our family. This is a fictional story. It's a true story and a fictional story. Well, not fiction. So we made this trip this one summer. And Pillow Pet was coming along for the ride. Now, if you're a plush and you're on vacation, you don't get to do everything. So Pillow Pet was there in the room at the Caribbean Beach Resort I think Trinidad North was the area we were in. Maybe, I don't think it was Trinidad South. And the Caribbean Beach Resort is a Disney resort, very bright buildings to be themed after different areas in the Caribbean. And you could say that it is very Disney-esque as far as you say, okay, bright pastel-y type buildings. And there's a lake, a canal type lake, like they have at a lot of places, a lot of walking. None of this would have been important to Pillow Pet, but it is kind of important because you had to walk a lot, which go get your coffee, you had to walk, go get your soda or your food, you had to walk, go to a pool, you had to walk, go to get the bus, or not very often when it wasn't stormy, you could walk and take a skyline or a gondola. But Pillow Pet could really only experience this through our eyes and through our recaps. Because Pillow Pet's role as a plush is a comforter and as a pillow, really, as a snuggable pillow. And one of the big advantages of being a Pillow Pet. Oh, what's a Pillow Pet? I guess that's, I described it. It's a pillow, it's a plush, it's a Pillow Pet. But this one, this particular Pillow Pet was also named Pillow Pet. And it didn't even have a shortened name. It was just Pillow Pet. Never PP or Pillow Pet or Pillow. Pillow Pet. Where's my Pillow Pet? Where's Pillow Pet? Make room for Pillow Pet. So Pillow Pet, with the other plushes and everything that I would stuff in my pockets all day long and have to empty out, would be at the hotel room all day long. And Pillow Pet would also be in bed most of the time. And these particular rooms had full-size beds, which made for quite a comfortable. If you were sharing a room with more multiple people, you say you had one adult in one full bed and then an adult who makes a sleep podcast and their kid in another full bed and Pillow Pet. It was quite the scene, man. A lot of tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble. You're tossing, turning, temperature impossible to regulate. Pillow Pet was there to witness all these things, but we wouldn't be telling you this story, even for a sleep podcast, if that was all there was to it. Because there was another couple elements to this thing. One of which is that it was, I don't know what they call it, adjusted housekeeping, which is totally understandable. And at particular, this particular resort in Disney resorts, they do try to, even before changes in the world, they tried to get you to do this anyway. And I'm sure they had like a lot of people with a lot of experience in spreadsheets and, you know, very like great educations who said, how much do you think, how much does it cost to clean a room? Like total cost. And what do you think is the least we can offer retail to a guest, even though our, and then like, what are our costs to get them to not clean the room every day or not at all? And I don't know when they started doing this. I know that the first time my daughter and I made a father-daughter trip, maybe it was 17 or 18, 2017, 2018, they said, hey, we'll pay, we'll give you whatever, $5 a night or 10, maybe it was even $10 a night, or maybe it was just $50 total. To not clean your room at all. You could get towels, but we're not going to clean your room. We're going to look in there, but we're not going to clean anything, or we'll only clean it once every 4 days. I don't know what the arrangement was. And I believe that one time I said yes, and then after that I said no, because like I said, well, probably better off having it cleaned every once in a while. And this particular trip, it happened to be some other kind of modified, where once every 3 days or every other day, they would change the bedding. And once, or maybe, or once every 3 days, or they would clean your room or something like that. It wasn't ever spelled out, or if it was, I wasn't listening. But so we did get used to, which is totally like legitimate. And well, if it was another hotel, I'd say it's totally legitimate. But with this particular company, I feel like they're stretching things a little too far. But anyway, not important, because what's important is that Pillow Pack got used to just being left in the sheets. And if you share a bed with old Scoots, one, you're going to need multiple blankets while he has a sheet, because he wants the room to be cold. And he's probably going to want his own top sheet, and that's all he's going to sleep with. So your bedding gets, and he does a lot of tossing and turning. So you're going to be caught up in those sheets and stuff. But still, you are a Pillow Pet. You do have some weight and stuff. And normally, you would get, like if someone came to clean the room, you'd easily be found, you know, discovered as they were separating things. But this was a unique time in history, and everybody was under a little bit of extra distraction, or new to their position, or they had to do more, was being asked of them than probably by giant corporations. So probably was fair. And so this is where the tale of Pillow Pet starts. It's like one day, there Pillow Pet was, and I told the story kind of already once, you know, soothed, because, I guess you can finish it from our perspective before I tell Pillow Pet's side of the story. So I think what happened is we came back to the room, beds were made, and maybe, and I'm sorry about this, Pillow Pet, if you're listening, I'm not sure your absence was immediately detected. Or if it was, it became, oh, anybody seen Pillow Pet? No, Pillow Pet will turn up, though, because the other thing about Scooter and also his daughter, and if also sharing a room, even if you're sharing the room with another family member that may be more organized, Scooter's not. And if he's in a hotel room for 3 days, any table surface is going to be covered with receipts, podcasting equipment, knickknacks, and change, bit chaotic, which is also a condition for losing a pillow pet because you said, well, in all this chaos, yeah, you're right, pillow pet might be under a suitcase or like clothes that are cleaned because Scooter likes to do a lot of laundry, doesn't like to bring a lot of clothes. So at the time, it wasn't that important, but then it was checkout time. And oh boy, during checkout time, did we look, and we couldn't find old pillow pet. And oh boy, was that a moment where we were, you know, and usually we, like Scooter particularly likes to start to organize his like room a day before checkout or start to pack slowly because it's too strenuous. Undoing the chaos, he likes to do it in stages, not the morning of checkout or late at night the night before. Neither one of those, he's learned, makes him comfortable. So he likes to do it like the morning before the morning of checkout. Maybe say, okay, I'm going to pack this suitcase up at least, or I'm going to start to organize this. Maybe even, like, so he hits peak chaos right in the middle of a vacation and then tries to retract. And other people have their own ways of dealing with it, you know, and so... But just to say that pillow pet was not discovered under the beds, no pillow pet. In the suitcases, no pillow pet. No pillow pet at all. And so Scooter went down to the main lobby, which was quite a walk that he loved to do. And he said to the people at the lobby, pillow pet is missing. Or maybe he called. And they said, okay, well, there's two things you could fill out, two separate forms, one for laundry and one for lost and found. And we'll automatically email you. Just tell us. So we filled out those forms and said, we're missing a pillow pet. It goes by the name of pillow pet. And this is what the pillow pet looks like. This is a link to where you could find this pillow pet. And yeah, that's what we're trying to find, is our lost pillow pets. But that's not where the, well, pillow pet was never found. But I, you know, just recently, you know, other things were going on. And someone said, I really miss pillow pet. I might be a teen now. I might be tough on the outside. I might be resilient on the inside. But I still have a heart, and a part of my heart hurts because pillow pet's not in my life anymore. And I said, I understand. It makes perfect sense. So let's write an ode first to pillow pet, or just do some, not like an ode, but where you kind of wail. And you say, oh, pillow pet, where are you? Oh, we miss you. You just make some pronouncements and you vocalize your strong feelings. That's one thing we really do. And that really does help you at least to vocalize your strong feelings. And wail. Is that what I said? Wail. You really wail. Oh, pillow pet. Oh. But then once you get some wailing in, and then you feel that attachment you still have, even I, who took pillow pet for granted most of the time, never had a resentment with pillow pet though. Maybe there was a moment or two in past, maybe, but I don't recall. But I mean, if you're with me, there's always 100% chance there was at least one moment where I said, "Juice, pillow pet, you're slowing us down." So I'm sorry about that too. But I had to think about things from pillow pet's perspective. And I thought about it, and I said, well, there's pillow pet. And, oh, you want to take over? Yeah, so there I was, just a pillow pet. I'd gone into what you would call a hibernating mode, both a way for us to extend our lifespan and cope. So, because you say, don't you feel lonely? I say, no, we go into a hibernation mode. So we don't actually get lonely. We're lonely for a few moments when hibernation turns off before we've connected with our child. But otherwise, we go into a normal hibernation state. So I was hibernating. I was in a pile of sheets and a comforter and the spare hotel blanket and a spare sheet and a pillow. Now it's comfortable. I was in hibernation mode where I just get to a, I just am in a state of shutdown, more or less. And I heard the door open, and I had been through this before, actually, hundreds of times, maybe not hundreds of times, but figuratively at least. And a lovely person came in to change the bedding around. And this particular style hotels, or any hotel in a tourist area based with children, a lot of times... I get placed on the nightstand with the other plushes. And, you know, we come out of hibernation because, let's say, this person's really nice. They're humming a tune. They're making the most of things. And they're just changing the bedding and the towels only because it's a modified schedule. But this particular time, I don't know what it was. I think it was just that I was caught up in the sheets. Really a lot of tossing and turning, plus two sets of top sheets because of the scooter temperature situation. Not that it was anyone's fault. It was a a bunch of events coming together. But I got wrapped up and I got tossed in a sack at first with the pillowcases. Oh, maybe it was a pillowcase I was in. It must have been. I didn't even realize it till now. And I was in there with the sheets and the pillowcases. And then I got tossed into a bin. Now I know it was a turquoise bin with other pillowcases and towels and sheets. And I went into light hibernation mode there because they said, well, this has never happened before. But I'm sure it'll turn out just fine. And that's a good thing about hibernation mode. People talk about resiliency. Hibernation mode makes you say, okay, well, I have a way to cope with this. It's outside my comfort zone. Don't know where I'm going. I'll be observing things. But my limbic system, for use your parlance, will be shut down. So I won't be in a mode of worrying about what's going to happen. Another thing you need to know, anticipating what's happening next, is that, you know, I've been washed before in a washing machine. But for a while I sat in this bin, then I felt the bin being pushed by the same person because I could hear their beautiful humming. And I felt them push me somewhere. Then I heard them having a conversation with someone else. I heard the sounds of an engine or a motor. And then I heard clink, clank, 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 and I felt... It's just like a train being assembled on times I've watched television. Watched a lot of television, obviously. I'll come, you know, you leave the TV on, I'll come right out of hibernation mode, even if I'm alone. Really isn't that different a thing. But so, what I was assuming was there was a train of these bins being assembled. And then I felt us moving, and I heard the engine of something I had seen and I would see again, which was like a cart. Maybe they call it a golf cart or a Cushman cart, a utility cart. But we started moving, and I said, well, we're moving. And I did shout around to see if there was any other the plush or stuffed animals that I knew. Princess, Dalmatian, or polar bear, but no, neither one answered my call. But I said, okay, it's fine. I know I'm with all the bedding. Bedding doesn't have much to say, because if bedding could talk, you wouldn't want to know. So that's why bedding doesn't really, particularly hotel bedding, but even general bedding. They had nothing to say. Even if you did say it, they'd say, well, even if it has something to say, it's none of your business. Because there's a very, it's a different relationship. like betting is right up, you know, it knows everything. I think it feels your dreams. But the thing about betting is it's not, it doesn't have anything to say good or bad. It's there with you. I guess when humans use the word compassion, betting is something like that. It's there through your good times and your bad times, through the times your back sweats because you got a coldy cold, and because your back's sweating, oh boy, is it sweating. Or maybe you're sweating in a dream or something else. You're dreaming about something good, something bad, your betting's there with you. And so I was enveloped in the same betting, and I felt the betting saying, hey, we see you're in a light hibernation mode. So it was feeling that with me. And maybe because I'm made of the same materials, I understood better than humans might, that is, say, oh, this is here with me. It's experiencing it with me. And that brought me comfort. And the betting did talk a little bit, said, you know, we're going to the laundry. And I said, well, thanks for letting me know. And I said, like a washing machine? I said, yeah, but it's an industrial laundry. Did you get separated from your family? Yeah, apparently I did. And what's an industrial laundry? Well, it's just a big, like big washing machines. The good news is this particular hotel has it on site. I've been at other hotels. You got to go to a central location and then you get distributed, but I'm sure that you'll be separated out when they separate the towels and the sheets and the, blankets and the pillowcases, and they'll discover you and you'll be fine. And I said, okay, great, great stuff. And eventually we reached our location and we sat for a while, but not too long, you know, because we need to be cleaned because you can't leave laundry sitting around. Anybody knows that. And we got, I went into kind of hibernation mode because I didn't want to, I guess it naturally happened. Maybe part of me didn't want to know what was going to happen with the separation. And I said, once I'm separated, I'll click back in when I feel that human touch or nearby. But I felt myself going to the washing machine, and it was much bigger than I expected. Really warm, nice. I felt totally disinfected. Holy cow. And then I was dried, and I still was not identified somehow. I was dried with a bunch of towels. I don't know, maybe they thought, I don't know. Maybe I was still caught in a towel. That I was hibernated for that. And then we came out and we were separated to, like, I think where we would be, the towels would be. I don't know if they would get ironed or pressed and folded. But I felt myself in a big stack of towels. And I said, the towels were telling me about the pressing, and they said, well, you're not as thin as us, so you'll definitely get discovered before you get pressed. And I said, well, I'm not really into being pressed. I'm a pillow pet. And they said, well, maybe you could make a move or something. And I said, yeah, that's probably for the best. I slowly started to make my way up through the towels, and I was still in yet another bin. And I got to the top of the bin, and I said, then I started to hear people moving around. So I said, I'll just lie at the top of the bin. And then someone came, and they moved to the bin. And then someone came by, and they saw me, and they put me on the top of, like, a dryer or something. And it was dusty up there. And I didn't really like that because I was clean. I didn't like it. Now, the dust was laundry dust. So in some sense, it was clean dust. I realized that as I brushed it off me, because then the lights went out. It must have been the end of the shift. The laundry, the people in the laundry always joked, laundry's always going. Laundry waits for no one. That's some of the jokes I heard. But I, you know, I also, because I'm a pillow pet and not a person, I don't really have a sense of time. And I don't have a sense of regret either. If I was like a human, I'd say, well, if I would have just stayed there, maybe somebody would have found me. Maybe they would have filled out the proper reports or checked to see if there was a missing pillow pet. They would have known I was a pillow pet. Or they would have been so invested, they would have looked, and then they would have returned me to my family. But I don't have a sense of regret, because you can't have one if you're a pillow pet, because you're where you are. You always are where you're supposed to be. It's programmed into our, I don't know, our sense of being, because otherwise you'd say, like, let's just say, you know, because I've watched a lot of TV and I've seen a lot now that I've been on my own. You see, you go home with a kid and you had imagined you were going to be with a different kid. And then you say, well, I'm not so sure about this kid. I don't like the way, you know, I want to go to a tea party. I don't want to go to like a pillow pet as a frisbee party. And I want to be used as a pillow and not as a, like, in the crook of the kid's arm. You're not where you are. You're somewhere else. And it's impinging on what you're there to do, which is just to be you, a pillow pet. That's all you got to do is just be you and be there and be present. And the kid or the adult or the person will take the lead. And sure, there's things like that I would say are not okay, but we can't just say don't wipe. You know, if you have a runny nose, use a tissue. For the love of all pillow pets in the world, we don't have that option either. Not that I've experienced that, but I've seen it now. Now, maybe there was something that happened, because, like I said, we're not supposed to be able to just walk around. But I don't know, maybe there's something, there must have been something in that clean laundry dust, you know. Because I started to say, well, I'm not going to lie here. And I don't know, so if I had a sense of regret, I wouldn't have moved. But if I guess some sort of change had taken place in me where I was changed from being this passive pillow pet to an active pillow pet. And I guess I couldn't just lie around and hope that I would end up in the right place anymore. And I think part of me is a realist, right? Because the people I was with, they were kind of realists. And they would have said, how much time passed? How much time was on the vacation? And maybe it would have made me feel a little down, but it also would have said, the time probably passed. They definitely looked for you. I could feel that. I could feel their love. But they couldn't find you. They didn't even know that there was happened to be an on-site laundry here. And it's not publicly accessible anyway. So, and they called and they got told to just, you know, fill out this form at this website. Or maybe it got emailed to them, whatever it was. So I didn't have time. So whatever, I got down off that laundry. It just happened to be those few hours when the laundry was silent. And I did say to myself a few things that have carried me forward. And I think it was the advice of the laundry. I said, okay, I think I'm going to be a nocturnal pillow pet because from what I know about vacations and stuff, especially this place, it's pretty busy during the day. And so I set out, and what I would learn is that, yeah, it was like the middle of the night. I snuck out of the laundry. It wasn't hard at all. There was a door, and it was hard, but not for me because, persistence of pillow pets, First, I like had to jump off something, jumped on the handle of the door, and it opened. Because it was one of those handles with, not a round handle. And I exited the laundry. And I found myself in a road with a ton of carts. And those cars that drive the carts. And I said, okay, this is how I came in. This is how all the laundry moves. And the first thing I did was retrace my steps. Now, I was quite far away because I was on the central building where the food is and the check-in. I think they call it Old Port Royal. And so I walked through there. And the good thing about being a pillow pet in nocturnal is, one, hard to see you. Two, I don't know, I got pretty good at being stealthy, and because of my coloring, I just happen to be somewhat, if it's nighttime, somewhat camouflaged. During the day, I would probably look like some sort of cat walking around, or a pillow pet, but at night, especially in the I kept to the bushes and the stuff. So I went through alongside the food building, Old Port Royal. I could see cobblestones and indoor and outdoor tables. Then I went along a boardwalk and I said, okay, I think I remember listening to all the conversations in the hotel room and even looking at some of the stuff on the tables. And when they were walking through the day, they were holding me. I was in bed with them. And luckily, they use a lot of this for material for their podcast and stuff. So I said, I got to get to Trinidad North and know that much. So I did see a map. I said, okay, I think I know how to get there. I think I know how to read a map. So I headed to, I knew I wanted to head towards the water and then make a left. And so, yeah, went from this cobblestone to this boardwalk, which went around a restaurant. And then I took a left, and there was the water on my right. The moon was on the water there, and I headed on the boardwalk. And then there was a bridge to an island. Now, the bridge was closed. There was a gate across it, and it said, castaway key open from whatever, dawn till dusk or something like that. I said, okay, well, that's closed. Interesting. So I proceeded to walk a little further. And then I saw the pool. I think the pool had a name. And there was actually, the lights were still on. No one was there. So the pool was calm. It had fake cannons that water was dripping out of. And it looked like some sort of old type fort or castle. And I'll be honest with you. I said to myself, what would my humans want me to do? Because there's a water slide. I said, go down that water slide. And then I said, I think I can swim. And then I said, maybe I should do this later. And then I said, no, pillow pets, let's be in the now, man. So then I saw that they had all these life preservers, and they had one for toddlers. So I grabbed one of those, and I went up the stairs, because it's easy for me to go through the fence to get to the pool. I had to walk around the pool, the far side of the pool. Got the preserver, and I said, I know I can't wear this, but I could use it as a boat or float. Like, I'll go on my stomach, I'll hold this. Anyway, I'll explain it to you. So I went up the stairs. That took a long time because I had to drag the life preserver behind me, or jacket. And I got to this up, and I knew there was no water running in the slide, which was good because I'm soft. So I practiced at the top of the slide. I said, okay, I'll ride down on my back, and then right towards the end, I'll put the life jacket down in front of me, and that'll stop my momentum. I'll fall forward onto the life jacket and then go off, and I'll land on my stomach on the life jacket as a boat. And if I hold on, then I should just be able to paddle, and then only my hands will get wet and I can get out of the pool. And I said there's multiple places, there's stairways that I could try to get out of the pool, but it had one of those zero entry things. So worst case, I could paddle all the way to the other end of the pool and get out, probably be pretty tired. And that ended up being the case. I went down the water slide and it was so, so fun. Oh boy. So fun. It's one of my traditions now. Do it almost every night. So if you do ever see a pillow pet going down a water slide, it might be me, but it might not. You know, maybe there's other pillow pets listening now. Hug your human close. Even if you do adventures like this, you'll miss them. But this time I just did one water slide, but I was tired because I had to go all the way to the other end of the pool where the zero entry, where you could just walk in. Then I got out of the pool. I did leave the vest in the water because I was so tired. Plus, I wanted to step on it. So, again, I didn't get too wet. And I was very, very tired. So what I did was I exited the pool again. I was on a boardwalk. And I knew, again, I have to go left, but I have to walk very, very far. But the good thing is about one of my humans, the older one, he always is talking about his dream of hiding out in places and living in places. So I had heard him say one night that about halfway between where their room was and Port Royal, where the pool was, there was a bridge. And on either side of the bridge was a lot of bushes and like different greenery. And he had said, you know, I wonder if I could maybe I'll live there for a few days down in those bushes. I think he always wanted to be a nocturnal resident of this place. So now in some sense, I was getting to fulfill his dream. And I said, okay, I can make it there. So one step after another. First, my steps were squishy, but it was a hot, hot night. So eventually, and it was just happened to be one of those dry, hot nights. This place is notoriously, it gets very, and I've learned how to deal with that. It gets notoriously humid because, spoiler alert, I learned that living outside is not for me because of the humidity. So I do live inside now. And usually I live in a room that no one's in, and I have a couple hiding spots just in case the room it didn't seem like it was rented, but it is. I can get up underneath the bed, but up is high enough that someone would have to go under the bed and look up to see me. But this particular night, what I did was to go into this bridge that went over the canal lake. And actually, it was cool because the gondolas were running. They must have been practicing or something, and they made these cool, silent, almost sounds of, and there was a couple different ones, and they were all moving. So I got in these bushes that surrounded the base of this bridge, and I got comfortable there, and I fell asleep just as the sun was coming up, and there I went into hibernation. And I stayed there the whole day. Now, it was very warm, and it did start to get humid. But then I got up around 2 in the morning, I'd say, once I stopped hearing anything. And there are still people out moving at that time. But like I said, I'm more or less invisible. And I got up and I went under the bridge because there was a walking path. And then went up under the bridge again. And I realized that the human, he had said it was like halfway, but he was totally wrong. Because after you come up under the bridge, there's a path that still goes along the water, right? And that's where you go from one of the places to Trinidad, north or south, or maybe, I don't know. And then you go along the path and there's some benches. And if you go left, the parallel to the road, you go to the parking lots. But if you keep going, then there's more benches and garbage cans. And I knew the garbage can was my marker, that it was the room closest to the garbage can. Because the human, he said, what a jackpot. We got a room close to an outside garbage can. So we could throw our garbage outside, like if you had leftovers or something weird. He just loved, there was something that brought him happiness about that. So he was really happy. And so I kept going, and the first thing I noticed was the lights were out in the room, but I also knew that wasn't a good idea, you know, to bug any humans. The other problem I had, though, was that, there's not very good coverage there for me to hide. And so I didn't know what to do. I was a bit torn. It was 3-4 in the morning. The lights were out. I couldn't tell if anybody was in the room or not, if they were there. And I didn't want to be discovered if it wasn't them. And the realist in me said, it's probably been a week. So you're probably not going to find them. But so what I did do is I said, okay, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? None of these bushes here are going to be able to keep me hidden during the day. And if I tried to go in the vent for the air conditioning, but it felt wet and too cold and not a good idea. And I said, okay, well, this is quite a conundrum here. Like, where could a pillow pet lay low, but also have a view of the room? And then I remembered, oh, the garbage can, because the garbage can had a top. And I said, wait a second, I could probably, it had a raised top, like a roof, so the rain couldn't get in the garbage can, but that you could throw stuff in. And I said, well, it won't be the most comfortable place for me to go. If I could wedge myself in the top of the garbage can, people would still throw garbage in below me. Nobody's going to look in the top of the garbage can unless someone comes to change it. Maybe even then they wouldn't look in it because it had a door. And I said, maybe that's a good place. And I said, I have a line of sight to the door. And so I lied there. I got it. You know, I eventually got in there. Now, oh boy, not a good idea. Luckily, my system's much different than a mammal's because it was really warm during the day there. It did happen to rain a lot of the day, but when the sun was out, I didn't like it one bit. And I watched that room, and I watched it for 2 days, I'll be honest with you, because I'm a little bit stubborn, just like my humans. But I didn't see him. You know, the door never opened or closed. I had on light hibernation. So anytime I heard a noise, it came out of hibernation. No one came in and out of that room. Turned out it wasn't rented. And I said to myself, okay, pillow pet, this is what it is. This is what it is. Let's go on the water slide and let's be where we are. And I just said, I guess it's time to see, what would they want? They'd want me to be where I am too. How can I love my family the best? Is to start living my new life. And I also knew, yeah, like the humans, I seen the human that does the podcast, like, struggle with feeling like, oh, that's too much. Maybe I just need to lie down, or I wish I could just lie down and let it all, you know, it's all too much. This is too, like, oh, you know. And I said, yeah, I feel a little bit like that too. But what an opportunity. So the first thing I did was go down the water slide. Then I said my human would want me to drink soda. And what could be more human than drinking soda? Now, I had to think exactly like my human would, because the soda machines, you need some sort of microchip to make them work. Now, they are on even when the place is closed down for the night. So what I did was I said, okay, so my human, I think he's even like said to one of his siblings, don't just throw your cups away when you're leaving. They said, well, we don't need them. So I found a place where a lot of the stuff got thrown away. And I found a lot of those cups, and eventually it took me a while to break the bottom of the cup open to find that there was a microchip in those cups. And then I actually like found a sewing, long story, but this is like progress. There's like a gift shop. There's a sewing kit in the gift shop. There was actually free giveaway ones. So I got a sewing kit. I opened up one of my paws, put the microchip in my paw, sewed it back up. But first I tested it to make sure it would work. And it was good for like 6 months or something. So then I get, you know, when I tested it, this is what I do now. Sometimes I like to take an ice bath just for fun. I say, wee. I just press the ice and it comes over me. And a couple times, you know, I've heard people were working and they said, what's that ice noise or whatever? And I've had to hide, but it's pretty easy to hide behind the machines. And because I've been so mobile, I've been getting faster and faster. And it turns out, like, unlimited soda for a pillow pet is not a great example because I can eat anything I want, more or less. I mean, I eat a lot of uncompleted, unfinished human food. And, I can drink sparkling water. But, yeah, now I put my paw down, pick my soda. And, well, I did have to add, like, this, thing from like that I got from the gift shop that you can use like a touch pen to one of my fingertips so I could use the touch screen. But yeah, I drink soda. I say, okay, let me try that. A little cherry whatever. And then I started going out to the, I explored the Castaway Key. It had a playground. I went on the slides. I actually think I prefer this playground slide. Towards the end of the night because you don't have to worry about water or a life vest or whatever. And I did think about, like, putting the life vest on my inside, but then my outside would still get wet. I can take a bath at the laundry anytime I want. I figured out how to do all that. There's actually, like, a smaller laundry, with regular machines, and I figured out, I hacked that thing. It took me a while to learn that. I had to go on the internet in somebody's office. But I figured out how to do that. That's all that's going on with me for now. And then I'll go into a room. I should go and I check the computer. I say, okay, that room's not going to be rented. It's out of inventory, or something they call it. For the most part, that's pretty good. I get in a bed, I get comfortable, I'll be under the covers, or I'll sleep under the bed. But I'm just beginning my adventures, I think. I'm excited to start, be where I am right now, which is getting comfortable, because it's just about 7 a.m. and I'm about to go to sleep. So I'm getting comfortable here. I'm snuggled in a room. And I'm relaxed, and I'm thinking of the love my family sends me, and I'm sending it to them. And I'm feeling the compassionate holding of my bedding right now as I, pillow pet, go off to sleep. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Peter, Claire, and Riley. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Debbie, Josh, and Kitten. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Caroline, Carla, and Emma. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Amber, Corey, and Jenna. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Olga, Evan, and Gray. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Naomi, Matthew, and Puyan, thank you, thanks, and good night. Ori, Kim, and Jesse, thank you, thanks, and good night. Liz, Jonathan, and Leandre, thank you. Thanks, and good night. And Diane, Patsy, and Mike, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for the support. And couldn't do it without all you. Sub to me is free because of the people that support the show on Patreon, support our sponsors. We grow as a podcast by people spreading the word about the podcast, referring people to the show. And you could do that at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, or just let people know about podcasts in general. That's a huge help. Here's a little bit more about how you can support the show. Thanks.
All right, everybody. This is a week in review, or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me. And I think from now on, I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to three or four Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage the Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content. And then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcasts and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed. And looks like the last episode that came out was Tea with Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love. Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a postie special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground Picnic Munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out at the end of March. So a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then subscriber summer stuff coming out in the all intro and all night episode podcast for those people, Boar Friends and Boar Besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had all intros come out on May 2nd. An all night episode came out. That's all night. Wait, it comes out tonight, huh? Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight, all night. TNG and cut new idea there if you listen to that. I think we have one or two more all night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple all intro episodes come out May 2nd, April 18th, April 11th was All Night Make Great Pets, an all night intro on April 3rd, March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story-only feed and in the ad-free feed, both of those. We had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch, Bring It On, part two, came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, not another teen movie that the parody part from Bringing On, that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from, only took three different episodes about Bringing On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bringing On, but a great time to reflect on Bringing On. And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be like back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix, episode 3 came out, Fairy Cake Woods, Multiplex, Cuckoo for Cuckoo Clocks, episode 7. Our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails from people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every three emails I get, that's somebody's favorite episode. I get one email that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep this all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show. Or let me become an annual supporter, because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all three seasons of Alba Salix, so as we roll on from here. So Multiplex episode 6, Bringing On part 1, and then Bringing On intro, and then the Bringing On intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not into position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's two great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial, or refer people to the show. We just had two people across the three referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.